If you are feeling that nudge inside of you, telling you that you are meant for something more, or that life is not meant to be this massive slugfest, then you are in the right place. Welcome to the Breaking Free with Lindsay podcast. I am Lindsay, and I am so glad you're here, because here we talk about breaking free from what we quote unquote should be doing, or from how we're told it needs to be done, so we can follow that whisper inside of us that is really calling us forward, that is pulling us forward to be our most authentic self and live the life that is on our heart. So this is all about shedding those fears, the limiting beliefs, the expectations that have been placed on you by society, your family, yourself, everything that is holding us back, and really living this free and beautiful life that we are meant to live. So if you are enjoying this podcast, please leave a 5-star review. It would really help me out and it would help others find it. Now, let's dive into today's episode. All right, we're going to talk about a controversial opinion I have today, and that is that you cannot be a great mom and work full time. Now, before you get triggered and click out of this episode, let me explain myself, because I used to work full time when I had young kids, and even though I was trying my hardest, I still felt like I was failing. And at the same time that I was working full-time, I was also running a positive parenting business, which meant that I was doing one-on-one coaching, I was teaching classes, and connecting with a lot of other moms and dads who were struggling with their kids' behavior. So that means like things like not listening, tantrums, fighting with siblings, those, you know, strong-willed kid traits, that stubbornness. And typically, I was meeting parents with toddlers and young children, so just to add some context. And it didn't matter what they were struggling with, one of the first things I'd suggest, regardless of the situation, was something called special time, which is just a fancy word for regular one-on-one time with each child with a few parameters around it. And the reason I would suggest this was because it gave you the biggest bang for your buck, so to speak, because, you know, without getting into too much detail and like a full-blown parenting class here, one of the primary reasons our kids act out is that they feel disconnected, unseen, like they don't matter to you. So I know you probably hear about attention-seeking behavior, power struggles, but there's really like something beneath the surface of that, and it's really this disconnection that's the root of all of it. So quality one-on-one time was always the cure, or at least a massive, massive first step. And the parameters we'd put around that look something like, you know, no more than 15 minutes, and that's mainly for us as adults because we have trouble keeping our attention focused on one thing, and putting our child in charge. So that addressed some of the power struggle needs as well. And from my point of view, or what I noticed was in every single case, the child's behavior drastically improved. And not only that, the parents actually felt like they were having fun with their kids, like their relationship with their children were strengthening, and they were shocked at how easy this was. So in the positive parenting world, supporting your kids with their like big emotions is a priority. But what I heard from parents over and over again is that they didn't have the patience to sit through massive meltdowns, or they just wanted their kids to listen the first time because the resistance was so exhausting. And I totally get it. I experienced this myself, and I would beat myself up because I wasn't able to stay present with my kids. I would snap at them when they needed compassion, and I didn't want to play with them. Like, I just felt exhausted. And I know I heard that from a lot of the moms I was coaching and teaching and coming into conversation with. When you look at the way our society is set up, you can see that the way we live, with both parents working outside the home, kids in school or childcare all day, racing to sports or other extracurricular activities in the evening, this lifestyle is not one where kids and parents can thrive. You're basically in survival mode. There's no downtime, or not a lot of downtime. There's no time to fill your cup up as a parent. And by the time you've gone to work all day, you've put in 7 or 8 hours at a job you may or may not like, you pick up your kids, by this time you are depleted, and your kids get the like remnants of your last ounces of energy, just like the leftovers of what you might have. But really, at this point of the day, there's not much left to give because you're just exhausted. And when you're exhausted, you don't have patience, you're grouchy, and you're not very fun. Or at least I am not very fun. And the people in my life are not very fun when they're exhausted and depleted. And when I look at my life now, where I can work as much or as little as I want, I can work while my kids are at school or playing, I have space in the day to exercise, meditate, eat healthy meals, hang out with friends, do things I enjoy, just generally take care of myself, my soul feels so much more nourished. My cup is so much more full these days. So when I pick up my kids from school, I'm not depleted. I'm a way better mom since I've been able to slow down, since I stopped working that 9-to-5 job, since I've just been able to slow down and relax through life. And I would even say that even when I was homeschooling and had my kids with me, yes, there were very trying days with the kids, but the slowness of the days is really so beneficial for parents and kids alike. And I'm not sharing this with you to make you feel bad or tell you that you have to live the way I'm living. Like, that is not at all my intention. I'm sharing this perspective because I want you to notice how your time lines up with your priorities. I remember doing this exercise with my now ex-husband many, many years ago, even prior to kids. We were both so busy that it felt like we never saw each other. And we wrote out two lists. The first list was what our priorities were in an ideal world, what we really wanted them to be. And the second list was how we were actually spending our time. So like what we were spending the most time on down to what we were spending the least time on. And we looked at those two lists and saw that they did not line up at all. Like they were almost in opposite orders. So we started taking little baby steps and realigning our lives intentionally to match our priorities. And what I would encourage you to do is list out exactly how you're spending your time, starting with what takes up the most time to what takes up the least time in your days, and look at your list. Does it align with your priorities? Is what you're spending the most amount of time on the highest priority on your list or one of the highest priorities? So many of us say that our kids are our priority, our family is our priority, but looking at how you spend your time, is it really? Now, I know you're thinking like, Lindsay, I need to work. Work takes up so much time. I need money to survive. We need money to take care of the family. And I totally get it. I really, really do. But my response to this isn't going to be to reassure you that how you're living is totally okay. And, you know, oh, well, this is life. C'est la vie. Because if you want your life to change, you have to change things in your life. So if you truly want your family and your relationship with your kids and your relationship with your spouse or your relationship with whoever it is to be a priority, and again, this is about aligning your life with your priorities. This has nothing to do with my goals and how I think you should be living. If you truly want your relationship with your kids to be a priority, when you look at how you're currently spending your time, if it's not lining up, then you need to start making some changes. And it's okay if you don't know where to start, because I'm telling you that the very first step to making any changes in life is to first notice. So noticing your patterns, noticing how you're showing up in the world, noticing, I mean, is this how you want your life to be? Is this life that you're currently living, is this the way you want your life to be for the rest of your life? Is this okay with you? Is it okay for the short term? Do you want something to change? Do you want something different? And kids, I would argue kids of any age, thrive when they have a rock solid, high quality relationship with their parents. And one of the key ingredients to this is creating time together. And if you're giving the bulk of your time to your job, or your evenings are filled sprinting to extracurricular activities, even if those things are for your kids, those all come at a cost to your relationship with your kids, because those all take away from potential quality time that you could have with your kids. And not that you have to spend all day, every day with your kids. I don't think that is healthy either. But this isn't, I mean, just again, like this isn't about judging. This is about noticing. We do not want the quality time with our kids to just sort of be pigeonholed in these small pockets of time. We want to intentionally create this and build everything else around those priorities, really, is what I'm trying to say. And so I want you to just start to notice. I challenge you to notice whether your time aligns with your priorities. And if it doesn't, that's okay. Start making changes. And I'm saying this with lots of love. I know it's a really heavy topic, but I trust that you can feel into what is right for you and what is right for your family. So I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you. Before you go, I want to share one quick thing with you that is changing my life. If you're like me and you want more quality time with your family, or you're realizing that your current salary isn't quite giving you as much wiggle room as it used to, or you want to educate your kids outside of the system without it having huge financial impacts on your family, then I would love to share what I am doing to earn money, because money equals choice. I have a free webinar that talks about the high ticket affiliate marketing business that I'm in, which is a business that, when done right, is one that can give you massive amounts of time and financial freedom. So if this at all intrigues you, head over to breakingfreewithlindsay.com/learn to learn more. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you so much for listening.